Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
G'day, this is Paddy and Mazzy, and this is our podcast for this week. And what a week.
It's been a week. Oh. We went on a trip down memory lane and we were asking you for your memories of Club Troppo from back in the day.
Yeah, because the Club Troppo reunion is happening for one night only, Saturday 18th of May. And didn't we have some bloody memories, Maz?
Oh, gosh. Not what I was expecting.
And the big question is, are you going to go on that TV show alone?
Yeah, probably not, but I definitely, like when it comes to building the shelter part of surviving on a survivalist show, I think I've got that element covered.
Top dollar.
Yeah, I'm not good at fishing though, so I don't know what I'd be eating on that show.
Just get KFC delivered.
Oh, yeah, just into the middle of a random jungle.
Just get the Uber in.
Chopper it in, thanks.
Also, we looked at mispronouncing names, especially as a kid.
Oh, yes, the different words that you get wrong. Yeah. Henry's favourite one at the moment is he told me he had a sensible tongue.
Yeah, very much so.
Not a sensitive tongue.
No, poor little fella. Also, what did you fish from the bin and eat?
What did you fish from the bin and eat, Paddy?
It was a couple of tomatoes because I wanted to have a ham, cheese and tomato sandwich and we had no tomatoes in the fridge, but Serena, who does everything, minister for everything around here, she bloody said she threw some away. So I went into the bin, found them, washed them off. And I've told you the story now. Don't have to listen to the podcast.
You can skip over that bit.
And also with the Club Troppo reunion, we looked at what fell on you.
Isn't that just a great question to ask somebody? Next time you meet somebody for the very first time, introduce yourself. And instead of saying, how are you, go, what fell on you?
See what response you get. This is our podcast for this week. Triple M.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
So when I say the TV show Alone, do you know what I'm talking about, Paddy?
Yep. Kind of. Is that I've seen Naked and Afraid as I said that. Is that exactly the same?
No.
No, okay. And they've got Naked and Afraid XXL.
Of course they do.
I'd never be on that show.
So Alone is, it's a survival show. So we finally got an Australian series. So there was, I think there's 9 seasons of the American version, but we got our very first last year. We did season 1 in Australia, in Tasmania, and then season 2 for the Aussie version. They're on the South Island in New Zealand. I've got a bit of the trailer just to explain the show. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
We are totally alone in a whole new world.
10 of us go into this challenge and only one of us will be the winner.
We have to survive completely unaided.
I know how tough it's going to be.
If you don't respect the environment here, it will slap you hard.
Bring it on. I wouldn't watch it if you paid me, but anyway.
Well, Glenn is obsessed with it. Oh, so right, Glenn was obsessed with all of the American seasons. He's watched them all and he's loving the second Aussie season now.
If Glenn watches it, I'm watching it now.
Glenn's a fan. And so I hear about it a lot. I've never seen an episode, but I hear a lot about it. I hear about the contestants. I hear about what they have to do to survive.
I saw one where they had to get these pieces of wood, these timber, chop them down. They had to then tie them together and use that as sort of like a stepping stone raft to the jackpot.
That doesn't sound like this show, but that sounds like one of those Japanese game shows. But anyway, Takeshi's Castle, maybe. But with Alone, so I don't think that I'd be great on the show up until yesterday.
Oh,
so
right. Okay.
Yesterday afternoon.
You've had an epiphany.
We had
an epiphany. Epiphany.
So yesterday we went down to the beach in the afternoon with the kids, and because there was wild weather over the last couple of days, like pre the weekend, there's been a lot of, I don't know if you've noticed it on the beaches, we were at Umina Beach, there's just sticks and driftwood and there's just like stuff all over the sand. Like it's wild.
Can I ask, I saw pictures my mate put up of Terrigal. Was there a lot of seaweed in that there?
There was a lot of seaweed. So, I mean, we only went to one beach, but I think it's all along the coast.
Yeah.
And so what we notice is that people have sort of constructed these little like teepee type houses out of all of the sticks. And so Henry looked at me and I looked at Henry and we were like, let's build a house, kid. And so the other kids were in the water. And so Henry and I just started logging these massive logs up the beach and we found our little spot and we just started putting this old little tree house together. And I've sent you a photo of it, Paddy.
I've just clicked on.
And so one of the things that you've got to be really good at on the TV show Alone is building a shelter. It's got to be waterproof. It's got to get you through the elements. It's got to be somewhere that you can possibly hide from threats. And I was like, I would love your opinion on what you think my little boy and I put together. We did, the other kids did help, but it was definitely, Henry and I came up with the idea of which sticks we were going to like lean against each other and dig into the sand.
Did you make that whole thing?
Yeah, we made that whole thing. Look, the entire thing.
Because you've got your middle post, which is the main stay.
Correct.
And then you've got all the other twigs and branches. And there's some big branches there.
So
you collect those as well.
Absolutely, mate.
And then you've hooked them together.
Yep.
And they've all leaned against the middle, the centerpiece.
Structurally safe, according to Glenn, who did a building inspection.
Well, he's even got a brace system off the middle.
Okay, that was Glenn, definitely. Oh. Because Henry and I were giving it a go, and then Glenn came over and he's like, "Oh, you need a brace there, darling." And then you put these logs up this way because then that'll protect it from the rain. And I was like, "Okay, fair enough."
And then did you even get some of the seaweed? Because I see that around the side that you're sort of forming like a wall or a shelter from the
outside. That was my stepdaughter Summer. That was her idea. She was like, "We need to fill in all the cracks with some seaweed." So, it was a real family thing.
Did you stay overnight?
Yes, I did, and I came straight from there this morning.
Because it's the timber looks very dry. I wouldn't have a barbecue in there.
No,
but I tell you what, you've done a very, very good job. A job, I should say.
Thank you. If
you're on a loan and there's a lot of driftwood. You'd be through to the next round?
Survive maybe 3 hours on the show.
So did you all get in the little teepee that you made?
We all had a little sit in there and Henry was busy. He found a stick that looked like a hammer.
so he was hammering around
the edges to make sure it was safe. And so that was our afternoon. It was very cute.
Look, are you allowed bonfires on the...
think so. Oh, I don't think you're allowed to fire on the beach.
Some beaches, but
I don't think you mind a beach. Okay,
when all else fails, if it ever collapsed, you just...
Well, I tell you what, there's about 30 of them by the end of the afternoon all along the shoreline yesterday.
And we've got the photo on socials as well, Triple M socials. You'll be able to see Mazzy's construction.
Have a little look.
Yeah.
That's what we did yesterday afternoon.
And was that at your minor?
It was down at your minor,
Okay, geez. I'll tell you some big bits of driftwood, Mazzy.
It was really insane, actually. And I think we didn't even have the tallest house. There was a taller one there.
One's better.
But size doesn't really matter.
No. Paddy and Maz, the podcast. I don't think I was summoned, but we're having dinner the other night, Kirsten and I.
Oh, yeah.
And she said...
Did you go somewhere fancy?
I know, I was at home.
Oh, at home. Okay, sorry.
I know, never go anywhere fancy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry, my bad.
She doesn't work at Crown Plaza anymore.
Oh, bummer.
And we don't get 25% discount.
Oh, you could have gone to Mirabella. That place is amazing.
That was the only lurk of... That was a good lurk.
You mean a perk, not a lurk?
Oh, I call it a lurk.
A lurk's a different thing. A lurk's problematic, especially at a hotel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
A lurk or a perk?
Just going to go and have a lurk. No, a perk.
Perk. Yeah, the perk.
Yeah, the perk.
It was a perk, you know, discounts. But anyway, that doesn't happen anymore. Anyway, so she sat opposite me and said, "Darling, you know, I really love and adore you."
But.
And I'm there. Who wouldn't? I'm thinking to myself. Didn't say that out loud.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And I really.
I've got a list. It's pretty long. There's three people in this area and two of them are on the list, Patty.
I should have played some love music with this. And she said, "I really love and adore you and I appreciate everything you have done."
Oh.
And I'm there, God.
You're like, what have I done wrong?
Holy jeez. And I'm there, where's this going? She said, but listen.
But there it
and
is.
I really appreciate you because I like cooking. I love cooking.
Okay. Yeah.
And I cooked a meal that night. And which she was eating, she said, "I really love and adore you and appreciate everything you do and all the cooking and everything that you do for us as a family. But could you try and put some salt and pepper in the next dish you cook? Because this is so bland."
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
I was offended.
So
offended I was, maybe.
Do you know what, Patty? I know exactly how you feel because the other day I got accused of putting some bland chicken on a plate, didn't I, Glenn?
disgusting. See, and then
there's nothing worse than when somebody, when you've cooked a meal for someone and then they say it's bland. Put your own seasoning on. You are responsible for condiments and seasoning. That's not my responsibility. I put the chicken on the plate with some rice and some salad. You do the rest, mate.
Cal walks downstairs because he overheard as he's walking up down the corridor and walks downstairs. Yeah, I've got to agree with Mum, Dad, sometimes. I'm like, oh, and then I said, so compared to your mate's dad's cooking, oh, and he looks at me going, oh, I didn't want to answer. Bland. And I'm like, oh, what have I, bland.
Oh, a bit bland. Do you put any salt, do you season it with any salt at all?
Maybe on the chips.
Oh, just the chips.
On the chips. Okay, because you don't know. You go, oh, you don't want to oversold it.
Do you know what the problem's going to, this is what's going to happen the next time you cook dinner, which might be tonight.
Yeah, it will be. It
then
will
do you know what will happen? That everyone will sit down and they'll go, oh, it's a bit too much salt, Dad.
I know, you can't win. you can't win.
A bit too salty.
You cannot win, Mazzy.
Oh, bland.
And I was going to say, well, cook it yourself, but I thought I better not because I've been in the good books.
Don't say that. Just really talk about it on the radio, though. That won't put you in the bad books at all.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Okay, so I tried. I'm trying to parent.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to parent my child. I tried to give Henry a bit of a money lesson yesterday, and it just completely backfired. So what happened is we went to Kmart to buy a little sort of flashing light to put on the back of his bike and on the back of my bike because we went for a bike ride the other night and it was as the sun was going down. So as we're getting back to the house, it's just not super bright.
Yeah.
And I just thought we probably need the bike lights in case we go out, stay out a little longer than anticipated, and we're coming back in the dark. So just to be safe.
Did you have those lights when you were a kid with the dynamos on the front and the lights and the wheel going around, spun the dynamo, whoop.
No.
You didn't.
I did not. Did you? I'm guessing you did.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Didn't you?
No.
Didn't you ride bikes as kids?
I did ride a bike, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. They're lights that are generated by the movement of the wheel. Wheels.
No.
Okay. Anyway. Fair enough. Okay.
So,
Good chat.
We went to Kmart, to the bike section, and we got the lights for the bikes. And as we were there, because that's where, so you go to the bike gear, you know, you got your helmets and your bike pumps and all of that jazz. And then right next to that is all the bikes. And then they've got some Razor scooters. And Henry doesn't have a Razor scooter. And he saw this Hot Wheels Razor scooter. And he's got a Hot Wheels bike. That was his birthday present this year.
Had I known, I would have given you one of 20 that Callum had over the time.
Oh, so, bless.
Oh, seriously.
Okay, so.
Once he starts.
Oh, well, this is the thing. He goes, Mum, look. Mum, look. It's a Hot Wheels scooter. Mum, that's so cool. I'm like, it is so cool, buddy. He goes, can I have it? I'm like, absolutely not. Because you've just had your birthday. We don't need to be buying anything between now and Christmas, really. I said, but here you go, Henry.
And Mum's got to buy herself a new jumper, get her hair done and nails.
You know
and
I'm saving
done.
Up for a trench coat. I've already talked about it. I had to get my eyebrows done yesterday.
Yeah.
So I said, no, I'm not buying it
for
you.
So you didn't get anything.
I said, but, buddy, you've got a money box at home. Why don't we go home, count the money in your money box, then we'll work out how much you've got, how much you need, and then you can do some odd jobs around the house to earn yourself a bit
That's
of money.
Right.
When you've got the $30, because it's $30.
Right, put him in the coal mine.
Then we will, then we'll come back to Kmart. Yeah. So here's the lesson I'm trying to teach my kid, right? You don't just get stuff
That's
for
right,
free.
You've got to save up
You've
for
got
it.
To save up. You've already got a little bit of savings. Let's go and count. So we went home, we counted the money. He helped me count it, which was great because he's only five, but learning to count in 20-cent pieces and how many 20-cent pieces in a dollar. So the kid's got $18 in his money box. I'm like, okay. Then we did a bit more math. We got worked out that he needs to earn $12. I'm like, okay.
To make up that 30.
So then I'm thinking of the chores he can do and he could get a dollar for this and $2 for that. And I'm thinking this is going to go on for a few weeks. Then you've got delayed gratification. Then we go back to Kmart. We get the Razor scooter. He buys it with his own money. Like, this is the best life lesson.
Can I just ask, so a Razor scooter, $30?
$30 for a Hot Wheels one.
Okay, this will last a week.
There are cheaper versions.
Okay, well even the $31 one will last probably a week.
And then there'll be another life lesson in that, Patty. So here we are. This is the plan. We're all good. And then Henry goes, oh, Mum, get my Spider-Man wallet. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I go and grab his Spider-Man wallet and he looks inside and he's got $20 in there.
Oh, no.
He's like,
so he's got $38.
Mum, what's $18 plus $20? And I'm like, he's
got enough.
Have I got enough money? I'm like, yes, mate, you actually have enough money in all of your, with your wallet and your money box together with $2 left over. And he goes, can I buy an ice cream with the $2 left over? So they're going to Kmart this morning, Glenn and Henry, to buy the Hot Wheels scooter.
Oh, so he's got
no
it.
Life lesson.
He's got it. Should have just bought it on the day.
Seriously.
You wasted $32 to go there and fuel.
What a bummer.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
You know how one stage I said we should take our show up to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, you've mentioned this. You want to get a free holiday to the Gold Coast because you love it up there.
But I've changed my mind.
I
don't want to go to Dreamworld, SeaWorld, Movie World anymore because I've been there several times.
Okay.
Have you been there several times?
Not several times. I've definitely been to SeaWorld when I was a kid with the fam.
Yeah.
And Dreamworld at the same time on the same holiday and then Movie World a different time and then as an adult as well.
Well, I do like the worlds, but I want to go to Barcelona now.
Okay.
It's a bit of a change from SeaWorld to Barcelona, but that's where I think we should do a show from.
Okay, and what's inspired this?
The pictures my daughter has sent back.
She
is just sending back the greatest pictures. And Barcelona, out of everything and every place that she's been to, just looks so gorgeous.
Because she's been travelling around the world.
Everywhere.
With the boyfriend, Liam, for seven weeks?
7 weeks. Touches back down on Saturday.
She's back on the weekend.
Saturday, yeah. So we're doing up the room. Oh, God.
Oh, bless. That's cute.
Yep.
Okay, so is Barcelona the favourite spot she's been to of all the places?
She loved probably everywhere. You know, the architecture.
Oh, it's a whole different world.
Just phenomenal.
Yeah. And what are you loving so much about the pictures she sent from Barcelona?
Just the history.
The history.
And then we've been going, what we've been doing is then going onto YouTube. And looking at the top things to do, say, in Barcelona.
Very cute.
The top 10 things to do in Florence.
Okay.
Because she's been there as well, to Madrid.
So if we take the show to Barcelona, which is what you're proposing, I'm on board.
Yeah, good work.
What are the top things? Have you started to put together a bit of an itinerary? Because if you're pitching this in, you need to come with more than just,
the museums.
We should just go to Barcelona.
I know. The museums and just travelling around.
Travelling around and museums.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll just ask the question that our boss will ask you. Yeah. What's in it for the listener?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because they do ask that all the time.
They do say
in
that.
In this case, there's absolutely diddly
it's
squat.
Just purely but, for us. Okay.
But she then, after going, because she went to Madrid as well, and then she said, I'm going to Porto. And I thought she was abbreviating it. And so I said, going Portofino is beautiful.
Is Portofino in, is that in Italy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Not in Spain, but I thought when she went Porto, I thought that's just an abbreviation. She's going to Portofino.
If I had received that text, I would have thought, where is Oporto?
Yeah, well, no, I just went Porto, and then I had a look up, and the difference between Portofino in Italy and Porto in Portugal.
Not Puerto Rico.
No, Porto is about 2,500 Ks.
Okay.
So there's a bit of a difference. And then she sent back pictures of Portofino. I thought Barcelona, so we can head to Portofino as well. It looks so nice.
Okay.
And I said, look, it makes really downtown Gossy is pretty boring looking after seeing the pictures of Porto.
It is. I mean, there's a lot of construction work happening in Gosford. That, you know, maybe in a few hundred years we'll have the history and the buildings and the museums that Porto does.
Maybe. And
perhaps.
Then I text her, I said, Narara versus Porto. Does Porto have miniature trains? If the answer is no, I'm choosing Narara.
Every time. Did you find any miniature trains in Porto?
No, she didn't.
She did not.
That's why she's coming back Saturday.
Well, based on what you just said, maybe we should do our next show trip to Narara.
Maybe they've got the miniature trains, Mazzy.
Yeah, I know someone that lives there, and we could stay.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, apparently they've got a pool, and they're renovating. I know there's a spare room with a fresh coat of paint on it.
Okay, you're invited. You are invited.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Wiki DJ Harris Stamos. He was the DJ when Club Tropo first opened.
That's it.
Back in 1990.
Whoa, this
at Central Coast Leagues.
It was an institution Club Tropo was.
It went from 1990 to about 2005, all at Central Coast Leagues. But now they're having a reunion for one night only. And this is happening Saturday 18th of May at Drifters Wharf. And as I said, we're going to speak to DJ Harris about it behind the scenes. Off the Walls could talk.
Oh, my goodness. Central
Coast Leagues. Oh,
well, and
God.
I'm sure that there's people who listen to this show that have a memory of a night, of an event, of a time that they had at Club Tropo.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Why don't we take a trip down memory lane this morning?
133353. It'd be interesting. Did you meet your partner, your current partner there? You may have.
You may have.
And when your eyes met and went, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person and we'll live happily ever after. Because that's what happened when you get married.
It is happy. It's very happy, very the marriage. So. Definitely. Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there could have been a funny incident.
It could have been an incident.
Behind those curtains.
It could have just been something that's stuck in your brain, or it's become a bit of an urban legend with all of your mates because you were all there to witness it.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your stories on 133353, or you could text them through 0482 081 077. Christy and Woi Woi, morning.
Good morning.
Okay, reliving those Club Tropo memories, what is it for you?
My girlfriend and I were there one night. It was a long weekend, probably back in 98, 99. Yeah. And one of the P's from Tropo up on the wall, like they were huge letters, one of the P's actually fell off the wall and landed into the back of her shoulders and knocked her off a chair.
Sorry, it's not funny.
She fell to the ground, and we had to go into the office and report it. And she was like, "I'm going to sue you." And
they said,
"Well, if you're going to sue us, you need to leave now." And we were like, "Nah, bugger it. We just keep dancing and have fun."
So you overlooked the litigation side of it to continue drinking at Club Tropo.
That is brilliant. That is the best story, Christy. One of the peas in the Club Tropo sign.
Fell on your friend's shoulder.
Chair.
That is funny. That is so good. Was it a regular event for you, Christy, going to Club Tropo?
Oh, yeah, especially the long weekends. It was Friday, Saturday and Sunday night.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And you would have been one of the good sorts there, I could imagine.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, of course you would have been.
Had a good time.
Christy.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Look, I was castigated in some sections of this office yesterday for an event that happened yesterday morning after we finished at 9 o'clock.
I cannot believe that you are going to openly admit this. I thought that I was going to have to bring this up in order for you to tell the story.
Well, look, I think it's just natural for what happened. It was an incident and I went home and told my wife about it.
What did Kerr say?
And she said, she looked at me going, "Oh, my God, I can't believe. I don't think I've stooped that low." But what happened was normally when we finish at 9 o'clock, we go up and we have the toasty. And we all decide, the three of us, Zach, Mazzy and I, we bring in ham, we bring in cheese. Quite often that's there anyway.
Well, I tapped out of Toasty Town yesterday because I had some leftovers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had my satay chicken and rice. But yes, usually we do bring in out some bread and some cheese, and we do a bit of a toasty lunch at nine.
Really quick, it's really easy, and it's really nice. And anyway, I didn't have any tomatoes at home. So I scouted around this building and I couldn't see any tomato vines. So I said to Zach, "Did you bring any tomatoes?" Miserable sock didn't. You didn't bring any tomatoes. And I know we sometimes have tomatoes there. And I said to Serena, who you complained about your Kit Kat to, minus the waffle, I said, "Serena, do we have any tomatoes left in the fridge? I know we have some there." And she said, "I only threw them out this morning. I think they'd gone off." I said, "Where are they?" And she said, "In the bin."
Wait for it.
She said, "They are in a plastic bag, though." And I'm there, I'm going to give them a crack.
And so, he did. He, without a moment's hesitation.
Without hesitation.
He was head first in that bin, dumpster diving, fishing out some stinky old tomatoes.
No, Your Honour, they were in a plastic bag. There were two that were absolutely brilliant. And there was one that was a bit dodgy. So I washed those other two tomatoes off and they came up sparkling clean and edible. And the thing is, they were in a plastic bag. Yes, they were in the bin at work, but seriously. And then I sliced them up and I put them on my ham cheese, and then I was able to have tomato toasted sandwich, and there was no problems with it whatsoever. And I've left the remaining 1.5 tomatoes in the fridge to be used communally.
Okay. With no note on it saying these were in the bin 24 hours ago.
From the bin.
And from now on, you'll now be known as Bin Toasty Guy.
But there was nothing wrong with it. And Serena, in hindsight, she should not have thrown those tomatoes out.
When you told her that you fished them out when she came back into the kitchen, she was shocked, Paddy. She could not believe that you had done that.
Neither could I. I had a friend who went on a diet and she threw a packet, an open packet of Tim Tams in the bin.
Oh, at the beginning of the diet?
Yeah, and she's sitting at home that night watching TV and she goes, geez, I feel like a Tim Tam, but I'm throwing them in the bin.
Oh, damn
it. So she went, no, I'm going to go and fish them out. And it wasn't, they weren't covered in ash, cigarette ash or anything like that. They were just in the bin. So she then proceeded to eat the remaining Tim Tams from that packet. And that's what I did with the tomato.
You did.
Yeah. And did you want a tomato sandwich for me?
I've got leftovers again today. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that's a no?
Yeah, that's a big no from me. But thanks for the kind offer.
No problem.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
We've got to thank Brian Hilton too because they're big on used cars.
Yes, with Brian Hilton you gain access to over 400 used cars on the coast.
And if you want, you can visit this weekend. Do it today. Visit brianhilton.com.au to view all their stock. So you can do it at home, have a look, go, oh, geez, I really like that car, and then go to a particular car yard.
It's easy.
And do it, yeah, really easy.
It's so good. And Brian Hilton, they also buy used cars. So if you're looking to sell your car hassle-free, submit your details online or just visit one of their dealerships for an obligation-free valuation.
And they accept all makes and models as well.
So whether you're buying or selling, the Big Local has you covered.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
We would love your calls this morning, 133353, on what you or your children have mispronounced in their younger years. And this is because we were having a conversation with my dear son Henry at dinner the other night, and he was explaining that he thought, and I know I've been accused of presenting bland chicken on the table. He said that the dinner we had that particular night was, he kept going, ah, you know, and he was like, can I have some milk to like cool down his tongue?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a spicy dish. There wasn't an extra amount of seasoning in it. It was one of those dishes that he was just making a fuss about. And I said, what's the matter, darling? He goes, I can't have it, Mum. You know, I've got a sensible tongue.
Yeah, of course he has.
I said, a sensible tongue? He's like, yes, my tongue is sensible. And that is why I cannot eat this meal. May I have a glass of milk, please?
And we put that on Triple M Central Coast socials. And we got a great response. What did you mispronounce, or someone in your family? My nephew used to call strawberries boogers for some unknown. And we even now to this day, we go, oh, do you want a booger? And like people think it's something that it's out of your nose. No, it was nephew Ben. And he started calling them boogers.
That's
for some reason.
Funny.
Couldn't say strawberries, so he called them boogers. So we, to this day, call them boogers.
Speaking of nephews, Linda on our Facebook post has written her nephew, when he was a kid, couldn't say beef stroganoff. He would say beef strong enough.
Troy said, I thought it was Patty Giraffe on the radio for quite a long time. I'll tell you what I'll do with my long neck, Troy.
And Tracy says that her daughter always called her elbow her Elmo.
Does happen. It does happen, doesn't it? Seriously.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah,
it's really sweet.
We're inundated with people. What about my son referred to Lebanese bread? You see that one?
No, which one's that?
As lesbian bread.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, got those mixed up.
Oh, no.
Barbara said sandwich. It always comes out as
Semich.
So yeah,
we call sandwiches at home semich, and not because somebody said it as a kid, just because we thought it was cute. Can I have a semich? Do you want a semich for lunch? Semich?
Marlene, cordial always comes out as cordial.
Cordial, so, that's a tough one as a kid.
Well, don't we have an interesting caller here?
Oh, this is just going to be gold.
We have got Zach's mummy, Kelly, with us. Producer Zach, we're talking about. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Morning, Paddy and Maz. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay?
So excited to hear this.
Now, your little boy, Zachy, who we call Tap and Jazz around here because you forced him into dancing, he told us. And he was
he wanted to do it.
Yeah. And he was a raindrop. Jeez, he went on. And then he had the girl, because you informed us, Sue, he had that girl pick him up. in a recital.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. He was little.
He was little, yeah. Nothing much has changed. Now, now today we're looking at mispronunciation of words. Now, little Zachy, producer Zach, who's grown up a little bit now, what did he mispronounce, Mummy Kel?
Well, he used to love going out into the garden.
Mm.
And he used to like to look at the big ass groppers.
Oh, the ass groppers. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he does that at the beach now.
Oh, that's awesome.
At Birdie Beach.
Oh,
so the ass groppers does. Oh.
Yeah, he loved the big ass groppers. Mum, yeah. Come and look at the big ass gropper.
Yes. He hasn't changed. As in Kelly, it hasn't changed whatsoever. Oh, Kelly, thank you for calling.
Thank you. It's so nice to talk to you again.
See you, Kel.
Bye.
Bye.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Breakfast with Paddy and Maz, who's standing very close with me. Come very close.
A little too close.
No, come closer.
It's weird being on this side of the desk, actually, because I'm seeing all the buttons and the lights, and because I get a bit distracted, I'm like, oh, look at all the pretty lights.
Late showers in 22. It's a really special day today because we have the pleasure in the studio of having two great musicians with us from My Sex. We've got Steve Belby. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
And we've also got Murray Burns, who does the keyboards for My Sex. Murray, good morning, mate.
Hey,
how are you going, mate? Buddy? All right?
Hi, Maz.
Hi.
Because you guys
a Maz and a Maz.
A Maz and a Maz today. Because, guys, you got your gig on tonight, Avoca Beach Theatre.
Yes. A little bit of
first time.
Yeah.
It's really exciting. And word on the street is that it's sold out because everybody's so excited to see you. But there's a special release of some extra tickets.
10 tickets.
10 tickets,
ten
is that Jeremy?
Tickets.
10 tickets. Okay, right, 10 tickets. So if you want to get and see My Sex, because you guys absolutely rocked it at Rock of the Races, mate. Yeah. Murray, it went off, didn't it?
It was a great afternoon.
Yeah.
Had a ball.
Yeah, so and you just, the memories. And Steve, is it 45 years since the release of Graffiti Crimes?
Yeah, it's the thing that's about, right?
Because you're only five.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. 45 years, dear.
And Steve, I know you got a huge Central Coast connection. All your fan bam are here, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's why it's sold out. Maltese family.
Oh, that's great.
Is your mum going to the gig tonight?
No, they're always there.
Oh, that's awesome.
They come all the time.
My parents have come to every gig since I was a kid that they possibly could.
That is really amazing.
Because is your brother at your minor?
You got a brother, actually, just to be honest. Yeah. For the sake of this conversation, he's just moved out of your mind.
Oh, right.
No.
But what?
But the rest of my family are up there.
Yeah.
Great part of the world.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Stuart Fraser from Noiseworks used to call it God's country.
And it is. And it
really is.
Murray even said he's selling up at Byron Bay to come here.
Ship him in.
Well, I have had a browse around the Avoca Beach while I was, you know, not much to do one night.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's not, nice
Absolutely
place.
Beautiful.
Now, boys, it's awesome 80s today. So Avoca Beach, as we said, Avoca Beach Theatre tonight if you want to see My Sex. We're doing it live this morning. You're doing a great number. One of your favourites from My Sex for me, it's Blue Day. We can't wait, mate.
Well,
so
we've got the keyboard plugged
this
in.
This is morning breath vocals, so we'll see how it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is all live. We've got My Sex, who are doing Avoca Beach Theatre tonight. They are doing Blue Day. We've got Steve Belby and Murray Burns. My Sex, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M.
It's hard to make believe every day. Things not always the way it should be. Words come easy if you try. Hiding in the shadows of your eyes. And I tell myself it's just a blue day. It's hard to see it any other way. Sift into the thoughts that lead
you on. Find a door that's open, now you're gone. And we softly say to ourselves, if we could be anybody else. And I tell myself it's just a blue day. And it's hard to see it any other way.
Time, but I'm balanced on this chair. You know when you're balancing your foot and it starts to shake? Just have to stop.
Oh my God.
Thought he was going to go ass over.
Topple over. Oh, that would have been a great video.
Oh, Steve. Two of Australian legends of the Australian music industry, Steve Balby. Steve, thank you for that. Murray Byrne.
Thanks for having us.
Absolute pleasure.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
And we bring in the wheel because we sit in meetings, we say, what about we do this? And they go, our boss is going, no.
No, that wouldn't work. That would never work.
They go,
no, it's too in.
They have a permanent buzzer in our meeting room. And we say, what about we do this? What about we go to Barcelona and broadcast live?
Just none of the ideas. We get shut down a lot. So we keep all of those ideas. We pop them on the wheel and then once a week we spin it and we get to prove our bosses wrong if it succeeds.
Because, and we only need one call to be successful. So we spin the wheel.
One caller.
Let's spin, Maz.
Just one little cheeky caller.
Oh yes. Because we suggested this the other day, because we had Christy call on Tuesday.
That's right, when we were talking about your favourite Club Troppo memories.
And Christy rang about this.
My girlfriend and I were there one night. It was a long weekend, probably back in 98, 99. And one of the P's from Troppo up on the wall, like they were huge letters, one of the P's actually fell off the wall and landed into the back of her shoulders and knocked her off a chair.
So we said to our bosses, why don't we do what fell on
what
you?
What fell on you?
And they went, and said, we're going to put it on the wheel of wishful thinking, and it's rolled up. So what fell on you?
133353, what fell on you?
We've got Joe from Woodalba. G'day, Joe.
Oh, morning. How are we?
Good. What fell on you?
I was at MCG at the day spa, and I'm laying on the bed getting my eyebrows waxed, had my eyes closed, and next thing, the light fell on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, the warm lamp.
It was just like a fluorescent light that sort of, it was on a stand.
Yeah.
And I'm just laying there. And then I had a black eye. So my husband's like, oh, my God, I hope these Fijians don't think I did it to you. Oh,
no. And but it was the where you got your nails done.
Or your brows done.
Yeah. Oh, it does happen. Things do fall on you. They just fall out of the sky, don't they, virtually?
But that is exactly what happened.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, Joe.
And I've got Steve text us. And he goes, about 2 months ago, I was on the job. I opened the door of a pump room. Next thing, a water dragon lizard fell on my head. It was laying on top of the timber door. I didn't know what it was at that stage. Thought it was a massive bird. So it dug its claws into the top of my head. I couldn't get it off for about 30 seconds, running around, trying to get it off. I kicked my shins, drew blood on a retaining wall, pulled a muscle in my groin and lower back.
Oh, my God.
I walked into the office at work looking like I'd been attacked by a bear.
Oh, a water dragon lizard.
But I tell you, you would be shitting yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah, terrifying.
Seriously.
Absolutely. So,
thank you, team, for giving us a call.
I would say that was successful.
Yeah, very much so.
And then we get to say, in your face, Jace.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.